There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Boy, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Did you know that icy underwear may be the key to fighting Ebola? We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about why people feel the need to take selfies while a terrorist act is going on and people's lives are in danger. We'll also talk about home cooking, how home cooking may not be so healthy after all, because people that prepare the food are more likely to have stroke and heart disease. We'll also talk about how laughing gas may be a safer alternative in treating depression. I know, I love laughing gas. That stuff is funny. And older people are becoming healthier every year. Yee-haw! We are doing a damn good job. All right, and we're going to talk about ways to fight off dementia. So as you can see, we've got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI, or of course you can email us at drdahlia.com. All right, so older people are becoming healthier and should not be seen as extreme burdens on our economy. Yeah, I really get mad at all the discrimination against baby boomers. When the recession hit, everybody was blaming the baby boomers. Oh, it's the baby boomers' fault. It's baby boomers. Baby boomers are costing us money. It's the Social Security. The baby boomers. Leave the baby boomers alone. Leave them alone. Okay, they earned their right. They were the ones that put money into the system. They've been putting money into Medicare, Social Security this whole time. Let the baby boomers get what they deserve. Okay? Now, a study from the University of Oxford found people born each year from 1912 were increasingly less likely to need emergency treatment. They also spent shorter periods in the hospital once they were admitted. Now, why? Well, what has changed? Okay? In the last 100-some years? Well, we have vaccinations. We have antibiotics. We have drugs. We are promoting healthier diets, reductions in smoking, etc. And we're doing a pretty damn good job. I think we've also increased training on how to deal with older people. Okay? You don't just give the same medicine to a 70-year-old that you would a 16-year-old. Everybody's different. They have a different creatinine clearance, the way their kidneys filter. They have a different, you know, functioning liver. So we are seeing more and more baby boomers, of course, so we will see more increase of people going to the hospital, but they are finding a decline in emergency admissions. This was a study done out of Europe. So, what are we doing right, but what are we still doing wrong? Okay, well, what we're doing right is we're recommending that our seniors are getting vaccinated. We're recommending they're getting the shingles vaccine, the pneumonia vaccine, the flu vaccine. Well done. And we're having those vaccines readily available. Unlike Ebola, that's not available or made yet. We do have the other ones. They're out there. I think we're doing a phenomenal job promoting it and recommending it, all right, and people are getting it. Except, you know, some stubborn people in my family who go, no, no, I'm not going to get the shot. It's going to make me sick. It's not going to make you sick. Okay? All right, we've talked about why people get sick. If you get sick from the flu shot, there could be a couple things happening. One is you got the flu shot too late, so you were getting sick anyway. Or B, you are reacting to what could be in the flu shot. So, you know, it could be an allergy. That could happen, which is very rare. Or C, your body is mounting an immune response to prevent you from succumbing to the deadly flu. But that immune response that got ignited is making you feel a little ill. So that could be another thing that's going on, all right? But still, well done. All right, the other thing we have done recently, maybe not most recently as Obamacare has unfolded, is we have made sure to take care of our seniors. Okay, we have allowed them to go on Medicare. We had coverage for medicine, good coverage. We had plenty of medical providers available on Medicare. So that was something that I think helped. I'm going to be extremely nervous at some of the data over this next hump on what happens as we have less Medicare doctors available, less access, less benefits, more rules to put off testing, etc. So I'm a little nervous. So what are we doing bad? What are we doing poorly? Well, one is we're concentrating on the fact that we have so many baby boomers and that we are overwhelmed, okay, by the system. And we are not putting the concentration on how to make sure our seniors are getting taken care of. We've kind of shifted a lot of our attention to other demographics that need help also, and I understand that. We have illegal immigrants that need help and medical help, and I get that. But maybe we need to maybe triage or prioritize some of our spending. Okay? I mean, you know, why are Medicare dollars getting cut when these people put money into the Medicare system? That money should be there for them. So that's, I would say we need to probably do a better job of money management and finding where the money has gone. And I think we know where the money's gone, but we need to get that back. We also need to still make sure that we are expanding our healthcare needs and roles for older people. So, like, for example, I think we need to do more home health. I think we have to have a bigger network of nurses and doctors that go to the house. Okay, a lot of that slowed down, almost stopped in some cities, depending on malpractice insurance. And, you know, a lot of malpractice insurance does not allow you to go into people's homes and treat. You're covered for the facility, you know, where you're at. And so, you know, with liability and the way lawsuits have increased over the last 10, 15 years, many doctors are afraid. Well, I would love to bring that back where we have doctors go to the house and take care of people. They're able to be taken care of in the home as opposed to having to walk into a clinic and get exposed to a 25-year-old coughing flu on them, that type of thing. And occupational therapy, physical therapy, these nurses, God bless them, the backbone of our medical system, having many more of them available and paid well enough to go to people's houses and safely. So, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I really, 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 really do appreciate it. You don't understand. I really, really do. Okay, so dementia scares the hell out of a lot of us. Okay, we don't want to start losing our, you know, we're working so hard to stay healthy. We're working so hard to keep our weight down. We're working so hard to not get diabetes. We're working so hard to not get the flu and not get sick. And we're doing all this, what, so we could turn 90 and then lose our, you know, minds and our cognition and then not be able to take care of ourselves. And that's not what's supposed to be the final outcome. The final outcome is supposed to be a long, happy, healthy, fruitful, productive life. So we want to stave dementia off. And it kills us when we hear of stories like, or cases of Alzheimer's where you're like, okay, this is going to happen. It's genetic. There's nothing we could do. We got to lay off the aluminum, and we got to hope that the tau protein doesn't build up and the beta amyloid plaques. And we, you know, no, I think there's a lot of stuff we could do. I think there are. Okay? A major study has included in the review found men who followed 5 tips for healthy living had a 36% lower risk of developing cognitive decline and a 36% lower risk of developing dementia. Now, what are these things that we're supposed to do? Well, we're supposed to exercise regularly. We're supposed to not smoke. We're supposed to maintain a healthy body weight. We're supposed to eat a Mediterranean diet and low alcohol. Low alcohol. You get that? I know. Listen, I was watching football yesterday, too, but I didn't drink. Okay? You know, you don't have to drink alcohol to enjoy sports. That's what's so nice about sports. I know it's fun to get all crazy and yelling and throwing things at the TV. Okay? And, you know, my Cowboys did pretty damn good. Anyway, all right, so this is very, very, this isn't anything new. I think we have these 5 things memorized. Eat right, you know, keep a good body weight, not too skinny, not too fat. Exercise regularly, don't smoke, low alcohol. This is the same thing we have been talking about for decades. The new findings come from, quote unquote, the disconnected mind. It's a British-funded research project on how thinking skills can alter with age, suggesting that changing lifestyle can result in benefits. All right. Now, lifestyle, they say, contributes to about 3/4 of our cognitive decline. And so we do have control. Okay. Maybe 1/4 of us will get dementia because of genetics, but also a lot of us genetically may be predisposed to a bad body weight or diabetes or an addiction to smoking and alcohol, etc. Okay? What type of physical exercise was highlighted? They say aerobic, resistance, or balance. They say that's the most effective way to ward off cognitive decline in healthy older people and reduce the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. Studies suggest that exercise 3 to 5 times a week between 30 minutes and an hour is beneficial. Okay? In England, I guess they recommend 150 minutes of activity a week. I think we've been recommending in America anywhere from a few hours a week to an hour a day. Now, there seems to be more cases of Alzheimer's among smokers than those who have never smoked. So we may be looking at a relationship with that as well. Okay? Now, what about alcohol? All right. Sometimes alcohol will increase your good cholesterol, lower your bad cholesterol. However, heavy drinking is linked to dementia. We've talked about that. Linked to memory loss, processing, etc., interpreting visual information, spatial. You know, you're driving and you're like, do I, not while you've been drinking, but if you drink a lot, there's a car in front of you. All right. Can you space it right? Those kinds of things. And so even though we're being told, well, a glass of wine a day is okay, etc., know that glass of wine. We've talked about 4 ounces and, you know, we've talked about how much we're supposed to be, you know, allotted for that. Many of you guys have those big fishbowl goblets. Those don't count. What about a healthy weight? Well, the BMI. We talked about the BMI. Compares your height to weight, divides weight in kilos by height in meters squared. We want you between 18.5 and 24.99. If you're above 25, you're considered overweight. If you're above 30, considered obese. Okay? They say smokers who give up smoking by the age of 40 can actually gain an extra 10 years of life. So for those of you who smoked as a kid and like, you know what, once a smoker, always a smoker, I'm screwed for life. No, you're not. Now, what's this Mediterranean diet about? Well, we talked about a Mediterranean diet. Whew, excuse me. One of the reasons why I'm burping is because I had some baba ganoush yesterday. Mediterranean diet has a lot of fish, a lot of nuts, a lot of whole grains, and healthy fats like olive oil. Low in red meat and dairy products. They suggest 3 to 5 or more portions of fruit or vegetables a day. Make sure your fat is less than 30% of your calories. Exercise 3 to 5 times a week, etc. We talked about that. And then the alcohol, a small glass of wine, okay? Very, very small. Okay, maybe that could help. So, you know, it's doable, okay? We don't have to give up. Now, home cooking, we've been telling people quit eating out. Quit eating out, cook at home. And I still think cooking at home is safer, all right? And I think it's better, and I think it tastes better, and, you know, less preservatives. So I'm obviously a huge fan. However, they say that the longer people spend preparing meals, the worse their health becomes. And they think that maybe home chefs know how to season. They're pretty aggressive when it comes to salt or butter, etc. Plus, they have to taste the food. And if you're a frequent taster of the food, that could lead to more pounds. Researchers from Rush University Chicago looked at 14 years of data provided by more than 2,700 women in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, and they looked at how long spent cooking, etc., and the results of their annual health checks for looking for metabolic syndrome. Metabolic syndrome is where you have 3 out of 5 risk factors that raise the heart disease and stroke risk, like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, obesity, etc. So they say women who spent the longest time cooking and cleaning up meals are more likely to develop metabolic syndrome. And, you know, I remember my husband would always say, never trust a skinny cook or a skinny chef. And it's true. You know, anybody I've ever known to be so good in the kitchen was plump, right? They say females who did less cooking as time went on cut their odds of having health problems. Now, I'm rarely in the kitchen. I like to be. I like to cook. I'm just not very good at it. So I'm rarely in there. I don't know why my butt is big. But my butt's big because I sit, you know, for hours on end doing radio and prepping for the show. So that's different. I used to not. I gained a lot of weight when I started radio. Even though I still run around in my practice for the rest of the day, I gained a lot with radio. So I blame the microphone. So what do you do if you're the cook and the chef? Well, that's tough. You know, I mean, I can understand doing the preparation and then go, okay, well, I'm not eating dinner. But, you know, family members don't like that. I used to do that, you know, with my family. Like, you know what? I've already eaten, so I'm just going to sit with you guys. But they don't like that. They don't want to eat alone. So now you feel like you have to serve yourself a plate. You know, maybe that's what you have to do. If you're going to be doing the cooking, you don't want to, you know, sacrifice any of the integrity of what you're cooking. Say, you know, look, I ate while I cooked, and then you just sit there and nibble on the salad. You could eat the salad last, something like that, you know. But it's, you know, we've really started to get away from the meal time and the dinner time as family hour because everybody's on the run. And, you know, I see what these teenagers go through with their, you know, baseball practice and basketball practice and football and lacrosse and swim and after school activities and dance recitals, etc. There's no set dinner time, which I think is another cause for obesity. We all don't eat dinner at the same time. You know, most of my son's friends eat dinner at about 9, 10 o'clock at night. That is so unhealthy. So they eat a big, huge snack when they get out of school at 3, 4 o'clock, and then they go off to their practice, etc. And then, see, with us, we try to do dinner early, and then we'll let them have a snack because I'm afraid for them to have all their calories that late at night. But a lot of you guys are on that type of schedule, and that's not good. A lot of things we're doing differently. And I don't understand that because, you know, when I grew up, you know, whether I had brownies or ballet or whatever, I didn't do a lot of sports because it cost money and we didn't have that. So whatever we were able to do, we did. But, you know, we still had dinner when it was dinner time. When Dad came home from work, we ate. And it was roughly around the same time. Sometimes they'd come home late, you know, sometimes would nibble or whatever, but it was roughly the same time. And that's how we did it. But a lot of times we also ate at like 7. That was kind of later, too. All right, so 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, laughing gas for depression. This looks pretty cool. 1-877-DOCADALI.
Speak. All I
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I used to live in California. I lived in Sherman Oaks, and I had to go to UCLA when I was in training in medical school. And it was about an hour and a half commute, and that was like at about 6 in the morning. Okay, because I would not go at about 7 in the morning. Well, apparently there's an app called Waze. It's a popular new smartphone app. that will send cars through a quiet neighborhood that will get people around rush hour. Okay? And so even though it's not going to be like, you know how your GPS will find the shortest route, this finds any route, I guess, that'll bypass traffic. Well, apparently, this app is starting to tick off people through their quiet neighborhood. Because now you have cars that are making their narrow, quiet streets very, very busy. And now there's bumper-to-bumper traffic there. Now, apparently on Waze, you can report if there's an accident, okay, so that people know, okay, wait a second, I may not want to go there. Because there's, there's going to be traffic. So what people did was they put fake accidents to get people to, you know, not drive down their street, and that still didn't work. So for those of us that had that, I think it was just about 4 miles to get from where we live to UCLA. That would take us 2 hours. It's still taking long, and even worse, because now you have people in traffic in the small side roads. And I used to take Sepulveda Boulevard. I could probably get through maybe 2 or 3, you know, freeway exits, but it was more than 4 miles. My commute from Sherman Oaks to UCLA was longer than that. I forget. But anyway, I'd take the 405. You get off the 405. You take Sepulveda as far as you could. Then you'd hop back on the 405, and you'd wait, and you'd crawl. Oh, I hate it. I hate it. So I guess Waze is supposed to give you some sort of an option, which, by the way, is smart because there are a lot of streets that are parallel to the 405. There's a lot, okay? Apparently, L.A. County has 7.6 million registered vehicles, and the 405 carries 379,000 cars a day. If you could pay for advertising on that road, whoa. All right, so, well, good luck with that. And if you live in those really nice, cute neighborhoods that are dealing with all that traffic, by the way, nobody lets you back up. You know, a lot of those streets, you have to back up into the street to drive away. And these cars don't let you do that. They're mean. I've driven in L.A. I loved living in L.A. for the weather and the beauty, but the people that I had to drive next to were really, really mean. Okay, got you depressed. Now we could use laughing gas. Laughing gas, they say, is safer than ketamine for treating depression. Okay, and less side effects, like less long-term addiction. Now, laughing gas has oxygen molecules and nitrous oxide. Dentists will use that to make their patients feel less anxious, ease their pain, and they think that they could use that for depression. Now, ketamine is a very effective antidepressant that a lot of people have been using to get high, unfortunately. And we've been using ketamine to calm down suicidal people. Ketamine offers a very, very rapid onset. And so would be able to use it in an emergency situation, etc. Now, how do they work? Well, they inhibit the NMDA brain receptor. Okay? Now, previous research revealed that, unfortunately, long-term ketamine could lead to brain damage and neurotoxicity. Okay, so of course they're like, well, maybe we want to use something less worrisome like nitrous oxide. A small group of study, psychiatrists and anesthesiologists looked at 20 patients with hard-to-treat depression reaction to both nitrous oxide and placebo. Every patient was subjected to an hour-long session of inhaled nitrous oxide. And then there was followed by a placebo session 1 week later. The doctors looked at the patient's mood 2 hours, 24 hours, and a week after their sessions. The next day following that hour-long nitrous oxide session, 3 of the patients said their depressive symptoms were almost gone. 7 said their condition had greatly improved. 7 other patients said, yeah, a little better. And there were absolutely no patients that said they felt worse. Then they got the placebo session. None of the patients said their condition had improved. 1 said he felt worse. They say the placebo also showed that 2 patients said their condition had improved, 5 said that mild improvement the day after, etc. So, laughing gas, okay, is this going to be a way where we could treat you know, where we could treat depression. Maybe rather than, you know, taking a medication or a pharmaceutical that's expensive, they go in for nitrous oxide treatments. I really don't know, though, how much nitrous oxide is. But there are side effects. You can still get nausea, vomiting. You can still get headaches, anxiety. You can alter your B12 metabolism. You know, it's funny. My son was given a little bit of Valium, I believe, before he was supposed to have dental work. And then they were going to give him nitrous oxide. And I forgot he had been given the Valium because he was acting normal. You know, so he got the medicine and he's sitting there. We're just waiting for the dentist. You know, and then all of a sudden, you know, he makes a little joke, you know, and it was a funny joke, you know, and I'm giggling. And then he just starts going off about something and giggling and seeing my son buzz. It was kind of scary because I'm like, oh, my baby, you know, and I mean, he did well. He did really well with the procedure, et cetera. But he was a happy boy. But oh, boy. I hope he doesn't remember how happy he was because, you know, he may want to do that kind of stuff later. But laughing gas, I know. Fun stuff. I had laughing gas. It never made me giggle. I had to have a plantar wart. I had a wart at the bottom of my foot, and they were supposed to inject my foot, so they decided to give me laughing gas. And I remember my mom was saying something, and I look at her, and I go, shut up. And I've never talked like that to my mom. And my mom looked like she wanted to smack the living daylights out of me. But, you know, the doctor goes, you know, it's laughing gas. You know, she's like, why isn't she laughing? She's being mean. You know, because I wanted my mom to be quiet. It was so bad. And then I felt bad. I'm like, oh, my gosh, God's going to get mad because I didn't honor thy father and mother and all that. But, boy, did that needle in the bottom of my foot hurt. Oh, that stunk. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Drug manufacturer Pfizer makes Geodone, Ziprasidone. This is used for a variety of psychotic issues, and it's a very popular antipsychotic. Unfortunately, they say that it could cause a drug reaction with eosinophilia and systemic symptoms called DRESS. And the U.S. FDA says DRESS, unfortunately, can lead to death. Thus far, I don't think we've seen any deaths from this. You start to get skin rashes, inflammation of the lymph nodes, internal organs like heart, lungs, kidneys, liver, pancreas, etc. You could get high eosinophil counts, you see, with allergies, etc. And so this was a discovery that is probably going to change the label of Geodone. All right. We've used Geodone for schizophrenia and bipolar 1. Off-label, I've seen it used for aggression and anxiety and ADD and other sorts of bipolar and dementia, mood disorder, even post-traumatic stress disorder I've seen Geodone used for. Unfortunately, it causes weight gain, so a lot of my patients have told me they don't like it. I don't prescribe it. The psychiatrists do in my area. But this is something to watch for. So anytime you feel weird taking any medication, make sure someone does a blood count and a comprehensive panel to check your liver, your kidneys, your blood count. It can never hurt, okay? They say also there could be a systemic, there was, I guess, you know, maybe one case of possible pancreatitis or pneumonitis or myocarditis. So inflammation of an organ could also be a rare side effect. Whew. All right. Boy, we're covering a lot. When we come back, extroverts may have stronger immune systems. Really? That's good to know. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I've been accused of a lot of things, and one of which is I am extremely extroverted. Now, what does it mean when you're extroverted? It means you're more socially oriented. You're not afraid of social interactions, and you just let it all hang out. In fact, I let it all hang out so much that I've knocked over my microphone multiple times. So I am very, well, I don't know, I say dressed, but you know what I'm saying. Okay, and now there's a study saying those of us who are extroverted may actually have stronger immune systems, which is kind of confusing to me because my mouth is always open. You know, I'm always talking and breathing and hugging and I don't know, being in people's face. You would think that if you were introverted, and an introverted type would be someone that, you know, kind of wants to be, you know, to themselves and, you know, maybe stay indoors, maybe not go out that New Year's, but just kind of, you know, stay on the couch and not deal with people. Introverted, even though I got to tell you, the older I get, the more I need to, you know, avoid the young people because, boy, these kids these days are just crazy, aren't they? Man, I got to tell you, I really miss my youth. Remember, I grew up in Las Vegas. I miss the strip. You know, when you got to kind of cruise the strip, you would be hanging out of your car. You know, I was dressed. I was a good girl. Anyway, you'd be hanging out here, just meeting just random people. I mean, scary stuff. No wonder my dad had a heart attack. He was probably like, oh my gosh, my daughter's such a hoochie mama. But I wasn't a hoochie mama. I was really, really good. I always carried around a Bible. I was very, very good. You know, I didn't need a chastity belt because I was like, you want to see the Bible? No. Anyway. Okay, so they say, according to, let me see, Professor Kavita Vedhara from the University of Nottingham, our results indicated that extroversion was significantly associated with an increased expression of pro-inflammatory genes and that conscientiousness was linked to a reduced expression of pro-inflammatory genes. Huh? I know. I don't get that either. Yeah, I'm with you, huh? The findings support long-observed associations between aspects of human character, physical health, and longevity. The researchers looked at the relationship between certain personality traits and the expression of genes, which can affect our health by controlling the activity of our immune system. And they looked at 121 ethnically diverse and healthy adults. They used high-sensitive microarray technology to examine the relationship between five human personality traits and two groups of genes. Excuse me, I got the hiccups, in human white blood cells, your leukocytes. Now, one involves inflammation and the other involves antiviral responses and antibodies. So, they looked at personality like extroversion, neuroticism, openness, agreeableness, and conscientiousness. I think I have all five. Individuals who we would expect to be more exposed to infections because they're very socially open and extroverted and, you know, seeing patients 6 hours a day and laughing and hugging people and tasting their urine to see if they have diabetes. Apparently, those groups of people, okay, appear to have a stronger immune system, even more so than the conscientious disposition. It's more like introverted. Now, some of you guys are like, I really want to read this article. Well, it's published in the Psychoneuroendocrinology. How many letters is that? Was it 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 20? That's like a 22-letter word. Psychoneuroendocrinology. I wonder what kind of a font level they had to use on that magazine cover. You know, because how do you fit 22 letters in a big font if that's the title? I don't know. That makes no sense. Okay. We're getting some breaking news. Police say at least 3 people have been killed, including the gunman, in the Sydney hostage crisis. That's something that unfolded on Saturday, where hostages were taken in the Lindt chocolate shop in Sydney, Australia. And 2 hostages look like have been killed. The gunman. We had been reported, or we had heard from Channel 7 News, that one of the hostages appeared to have been killed by the gunman and had sustained an injury by the gunman prior to the police coming in. I'm not sure what happened with the second one. We'll keep you guys posted as we get any more information. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Thank God, though, the seizure's over. 1-877-DOC-DALY. All right, so, you know, Ebola. All right, Ebola's been a little quiet in the news because we've been dealing with so much other stuff, but Ebola is still rampant. People are still dying. Well, apparently, they think that maybe we have some ways, some new ideas to fight Ebola, and one includes icy underwear. Okay? They want to give the Ebola fighter all the tools that he needs or she needs. And one would be protective gear that zips off like a wetsuit. Oh, wait a second. Wetsuits. Have you guys gotten in and out of wetsuits? Those are almost impossible to get in and out of. I mean, they are tight. Anyway, zips off like a wetsuit, ice cold underwear to make life inside the sweltering suits more bearable, and lotions that go on like bug spray and kill or repel the lethal virus. All right? These ideas were among the contenders that are trying to win the Ebola Grand Challenges contest announced in October by the U.S. Agency for International Development, or among those being considered by the agency without having formally entered the contest. Just take any idea right now, okay? We got to knock the sucker. All right? There were 1,500 contested submissions that they said blew the roof off the number of responses we ever had. And the contest was begun a decade ago by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And I guess a lot of these inventions are supposed to help, you know, better the world with illnesses, etc. And so, let me see. Remember, I think about a year ago, there was a device to help women who had obstructed labor where an Argentine auto mechanic saw a YouTube video using a plastic bag to get a cork out of a wine bottle. He was able to come up with a technique to get a baby out of a woman who had obstructed labor. That's pretty cool. Although, I would say, while you guys are using the cork, let me drink out of the bottle. But I don't think we're allowed to do that. So, icy underwear. I mean, could you guys stay cool with icy underwear? I mean, would that do it for you? I mean, for me, I would want to be cool under the arms. I would want, like, cool bags under the arms. I don't get hot down below the waist. That's already ice cold. Ask my husband. But I would be more, I think I would be more refreshed and cool having, no enema or douche. No. Keeping you cool underneath the hazmat suit. That's what we're doing. Yeah, no. Do not cool down an enema. You could throw someone into hypothermia. That's ridiculous. No. But like maybe some cool ice packs under the arms. Okay? Okay, what else do we have here? We have, I know, I say too much. I got to stop doing that. Wait a second. Doctor's office loses millions to magazine theft. Oh, yeah. There was an article out going, why does your doctor never have good magazines? Well, it's because people are always stealing the magazines. We had to stop. These magazine subscriptions start to get expensive. You know how you sign on for 99 cents? And then all of a sudden, you know, you start noticing, you know, $50 being taken out of your credit card. Yeah, apparently people will steal the magazines. And I don't really have to have magazines now because everybody has a smartphone. Everybody's playing Candy Crush or reading their smartphone. Nobody is even asking for my TV to be on. But $5 a magazine, that costs money. So quit stealing. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dolly at 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Hang me down, little white church. Hang me down,
hang me down.
You hang me down,
hang me down, little white church.
Hang me down, little white church.
Hang me down, little white church.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.